Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, Shamira Young here, bringing you a marketing moment episode that focuses on, you guessed it, marketing. So marketing is something we should be constantly doing for our photography businesses, which is why I wanted to bring you a bite-sized, super actionable marketing tip that you can hopefully incorporate into your business. So I asked my previous guest from the previous episode what they're doing to market their business this week, and they shared what's working for them. So let's get right into the marketing moment.
I actually do think that we, when it comes to business, we should be looking for resources outside of just the photography world. Mm-hmm. A guy I've been following online, he's called Gary Vaynerchuk. And is basically is that entrepreneur we used to have a wine business, is now he's as a creative agency, he's doing advertising, like online marketing for big brands and things like that. He's built all that by himself. So he has all that experience, but he has like a YouTube channel where he's answering questions and showing his daily life, which is pretty insane actually, because he's a workaholic. Like you think you're working a lot, you're not compared to that guy, seriously. It's insane actually, but it's not for everyone obviously, but it's just, he has a number of books on also like the business and the social marketing. So I think it's very relevant for photographers. A couple of his books is The Thank You Economy. There was a Jab, 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 Right Hook. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what he's thinking is basically you have to give, especially in social marketing, you have to give, and then only after that you can start asking for something, meaning you have to give free value, and then at some point you can ask people to buy something from you. And whether it applies to your business directly or not, everything it talks about is very interesting. And I think it's it might not all apply to your business or mine, but there's always something to think about for his books or for his videos. And he's always on social media everywhere, so you can't really miss him.
For sure. That guy is a wealth of information. I'll make sure to include that in the show notes.
Yeah. I mean, and that's something like, in any case, what I've learned a lot this year it's always interesting to talk about the business of photography, but I've also learned a lot by going to normal business books and resources. Because they will talk about things that work in other industries, and sometimes they're like, hey, but that might work this way in my industry. Mm-hmm. And then maybe your competitors just don't think that way because it's new and or it's different. And so I like to go a little, like, I'm more interested in learning about business than photography at this point in my life. So I read a lot more about that.
If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.